Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
That boy.
The Tim Tebow story, just one of many NFL headlines, and all of them involving a quarterback, or at least maybe in his case, former quarterback. But where, if he is playing this season, will he be with Jacksonville when they open the season against the Houston Texans? As the first week schedule is coming out, let's look at the entire schedule tonight. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. And one of the games, as we're going through the slate of week one, the Sunday night game, was a real interesting game. The Rams and the Bears. Why is it interesting? Well, of course, for the Bears, a new quarterback, Justin Fields. That'll be, you know, obviously one to watch, especially in Chicago.
The Fields watch is on.
But the Rams, as you know, also made a big move, really one of the first big moves of the offseason in trading for Matthew Stafford, as they will have him under center instead of Jared Goff, who's going to be in Detroit. And that is, for Sean McVay, it feels like, you know, you could say, well, a lot of pressure on Stafford to prove himself. You would argue there's more pressure on Sean McVay to prove this was the right thing. There was a great story from March that broke down how things really fell apart between he and Goff, who at one point seemed to be, you know, really close, but they were such different personalities that eventually it caused a rift enough for McVay to have enough and want to make that trade and move on from the quarterback that got them to a Super Bowl only a couple of years ago. But McVay was on Mad Dog Sports Radio on Sirius XM. And, of course, sounded like he was pretty excited about his new collaboration with Matthew Stafford.
Our offense is going to have him in mind with everything that we do first and foremost. And so, you know, you're going to see some stuff that's reflected in a lot of the success that he's had in Detroit. We would be silly not to implement these things. And there's a lot of concept carryover. He's had a lot of great experiences with some really great coordinators and different systems. So the inventory that he can draw on, you know, we might call one thing, you know, six, and he called it a half a dozen somewhere else, but it's all the same thing. And he's able to communicate that. And it's really been a great collaboration of kind of putting this thing together. And then, you know, ultimately you can't wait to get out on the field and really work with these guys.
I love when coaches use words like inventory when discussing players, but well, I mean, Keith, isn't the pressure really going to be on him now to prove that he was right in making the move at quarterback, and also that he can take Matthew Stafford now and turn this team, which has a ton of talent, into a team that can win a championship?
I think the one thing that Sean has that's right there, all the systems for the most part are the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's terminology.
Okay.
Learning the verbiage, but once you process it, the route combinations are the same. The protections to a degree are the same. The running games, you only can go left or right or up the middle. You know, it's not like you could do some other stuff, right? You go left or right or up the middle.
Right.
They call it different things depending on which guard is pulling, if you're pulling a tackle versus a center, but it's still somebody pulling. Yes, all the pressure is certainly on Sean McVay, in my opinion, because you took a guy that took you to a Super Bowl in a couple playoff appearances and won some divisions to the point where there was no return. You couldn't stand him anymore. You had to make a late season decision on who to start at quarterback. And so you say to yourself, you're out. I got a guy that I believe can get it done. So it's boom or bust for the Rams. It totally is. Either they go to the Super Bowl or it's a bust.
So it's this year.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you one of the people that think was the move not the right move for the Rams?
I don't think
because I think Stafford is better than Goff.
Me personally, I'm always of the belief if you are a good coach, you can clean up whatever the problems are. That's my belief. You got a guy that just went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Understood.
Went to the playoffs again, went to the playoffs multiple times, has beaten teams. Yes, he's turned the ball over where you go, what the hell are you doing?
But
so has Matthew Stafford.
But you and I always, you know, look, you have a lot more intel into L.A. than I do from some of the people I know in L.A. And once again, just rumors. I'm not saying this is coming directly from the horse's mouth to anybody. It didn't seem to be the same attention to detail or the same commitment level that I often joke about, you know, Evan Wilner. I could call him Sean McVay. He's a producer on our show, right? Because Evan works his tail off every single day.
Well, you're lying, but go ahead.
I'm not. Like, Evan sends us thousands of notes. It's a lot like Sean McVay. So if you're not putting in the same kind of work and you're not getting the same results, like, he's going to want somebody that's willing to put into the work. And those were some of the things I was hearing around L.A. about Jared Goff's commitment. It wasn't matching the level of commitment that Sean McVay has. Am I wrong there?
I don't know if you're right or you're wrong, okay. But what I would say is if you are not doing your part, then certainly that would want a coach to move in another direction. I'm only going on what he's doing on the field, not in the classroom or any other place outside of the field.
Okay.
When you look at it, though, he was at times, you know, he's like I said, you throw a ball, like, man, what the hell are you
bad.
Doing?
Yeah. But Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
To me, if I'm supposed to be this excellent coach, I need to fix that. I need to figure out how to fix that instead of running for that. Because if I run from it, now I get what I want. The only thing is I got to now cash in.
All the pressure's on you.
All the pressure's on me.
I also think there is a place to recognize when something isn't working.
Yes,
instead of
nothing.
Wasting time trying to fix it, let's just
move on from it.
And I don't care what anybody says. Money can change people. I mean, the same kind of
– is that contract you mean for
it
Goff?
It can change. I've seen it. I'm not saying this happened to Jared Goff.
Did he get paid?
But I've seen it happen on –
No, wasn't it just after it?
Just after, right?
I believe he got paid before the Super Bowl. Right. I believe.
Well, we have somebody to find it out.
I believe that came
I've
after,
seen on the NBA side where guys get contracts, and then there isn't that same
– Yeah, yeah.
You that same
– You lose the
I think it's applicable to Jared.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think it
Take
wasn't,
the foot off the
it
gas,
wasn't
right?
necessarily a drop-off majorly for him. Whenever he got paid, he didn't go –
We're confirming after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was after the
after
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
And okay. So when you look at it –
Four-year extension, $134 million prior to the 2019 season.
And then they had a bad year as a team. Then all of a sudden, they go back to the playoffs. Then he's moved on from him, which is fine. But your wish is to get a better quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So, allegedly out there in the world, he's gotten a better quarterback. So, let's see where that goes, right? Let's see where it goes. And I think you have to say the same thing. Tampa Bay Buccaneers? They got a better quarterback. They said to themselves,
upgraded.
I got to get this dude out of here. I need a better guy. They went and got Tom Brady, won the Super Bowl. You're saying I got to get a better guy. Jared Goff out. I'm giving up the farm to get Matthew Stafford. I'm all in. We don't have any more picks. I don't care. Let's go.
So you're part of the camp. You think Jared Goff is better than Matthew Stafford. That's what you just – I mean, the whole thing
no,
you just said
not,
leans towards
that.
No,
it's not better than him. It's – a coach that I feel, and Sean McVay or any other coach for that matter, whatever the deficiencies are, because 2 years ago you felt he was good enough to give him $100 and some damn million.
Maybe the terminology is better suited for the system that Sean McVay wants to run.
Sean feels that way. That's why he made the move.
Yes.
And if it works out, then great. But if it doesn't work out.
It's on him.
It's on him.
And obviously, we'll watch what Goff now does when he's in Detroit. And that's
like
to keep an eye on.
Be all in the win.
So he's got, like, as the schedule's coming out, so Jared Goff will debut with the Lions against the 49ers. Not an easy first game for him, but his new head coach, Dan Campbell, they'll be biting kneecaps for sure. And Anthony Lynn is his OC, so we'll see how Goff does there. But we've seen that there's all new pairings now, new quarterbacks with new coaches in 2021. We mentioned Stafford and McVay. How about Sam Darnold? We mentioned this. Sam Darnold, Matt Rhule, Joe Brady, Carolina, week one. Mm. Sam gets to see his former team, the Jets.
Yeah, he's going
to
fry them.
A lot more weapons, though.
He's going to fry them.
But you think with Joe Brady, Sam Darnold's going to trend up.
Yes.
Right?
Joe Brady, Adam Gase.
You choose.
And Joe Brady. Fair. Joe Brady hadn't done a whole lot in the National Football League. I know at LSU they had record-breaking success and all that. And he hadn't done a whole lot. They moved on from Teddy Bridgewater to get Sam Darnold. But I'm a betting man, and I'm betting that he's better than Adam damn Gase. That's what I am betting.
But you can't be much worse.
Mike Brady would be better.
Yeah. Ah. How about Teddy Bridgewater, speaking of Carolina quarterbacks? He's now with Vic Fangio and Pat Shurmur in Denver for now, until obviously we don't know what's going to happen with
Aaron Rodgers.
But, you know, how is that going to work out? Because, you know, Teddy Bridgewater's kind of moved around now all of a sudden since the injury in Minnesota.
Two-glove Teddy's just a guy who can win some games, not cause any problems.
Upgrade over Drew Lock, though.
Upgrade over Drew Lock because of his ability to just manage the situation nice and soft and not create any firestorm.
Can you imagine being Teddy Two-Gloves? Like, you go from, all right, like, Carolina, I put in work to a degree. All right, got Sam Darnold, got myself out. Now I'm here in Denver. I have an opportunity with Drew Lock. Really?
Rumors.
Now, Aaron, really?
But I'm sure. Really? I'm sure they
Teddy Bridge quarterback.
I'm sure they communicated with Teddy when they traded for him that we're not done at the quarterback position. I'm sure they said that. I mean, you know, like, hey, we don't know we're going to do a quarterback. Fair. We want you, though, and we want competition.
Right.
Fair. Those kind of lies.
So, again, there's a lot of different quarterbacks and new
but
new
you guys
coaches.
Really fight for it.
As the new schedule coming out, all of it tonight, but we're getting week one, a lot of these matchups already out of the gate. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn in for Zubin, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So all the new faces in the league coming out of college football, and college football is still a part of really what we talk about when it comes to football, and Heather Dinich does it better than anyone, ESPN College Football Playoff senior writer, and joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Very good.
Solid.
So you're doing a series on some of the biggest stories in college football heading into 2021 season. Today is on the Alabama dynasty. So how good with, and we were talking about this, their offense probably completely have to be made over with everybody going into the draft this year, all their skilled players, quarterback, wide receivers, running back. How good can the Crimson Tide be again in 21?
Well, considering their history and their track record, I think it would be foolish not to pick them to win the SEC again. But that being said, you know, I look at what Texas A&M has, what Georgia has, should they win the East and Alabama win the West, and those are two teams that could give Alabama a serious challenge this year. And remember, Alabama has a new offensive coordinator as well because Steve Sarkisian went to Texas, so they've got Bill O'Brien there. They've got a lot of questions, but they always reload. But here's the thing, guys. Texas A&M is in a spot where it can reload now, too, because Jimbo Fisher has recruited so well over the past three recruiting classes. So he's pretty confident. He came out, he said he's going to beat Nick Saban. Saban said, what, in golf? And, hey, the trash talking is beginning, and let's go, college football.
Heather, I always like to think of Alabama football program is like a can or a pack of M&Ms. The ones on the top, they leave, but when you get to the bottom, they still the same. It doesn't change. And I think that's where Alabama is. Those guys that are leaving, that's fine, but they got a whole slew of other guys just waiting their turn. And I know Jimbo Fisher, you mentioned, feels like this is the time to get Alabama, but he's 0-4 lifetime against Nick Saban. Nick Saban does not lose to his assistants. How can they close the gap, though?
Well, I think, like I said, it's with that depth. It's with recruiting, right? Because that's what Alabama does. So if you're going to match them, you have to do what they do, and you have to bring in that elite talent. And when you're looking at what Jimbo Fisher has on his roster right now, he has a quarterback battle going on because Kellen Mond is gone, obviously. He's not worried about that. He has to replace four offensive linemen, but the one that he does have coming back is probably a first-round draft pick. Kenyon Green, he's going to move over, I think, to left tackle. So there you have that. And if they can get those offensive linemen together quickly, I would expect that they lean on their running game. Isaiah Spiller's coming back. There's a lot of talent. And so that's how you beat Alabama. When you graduate and let go of NFL talent, you replace it with more. And I think he's starting to get to that spot where that's what they're doing. Because I know Jimbo Fisher. I've covered him for a long time since he was, you know, hired as head coach at Florida State when Bobby Bowden retired. And Jimbo Fisher would not have said last week that he thinks he's going to beat Alabama if he didn't think he's going to beat Alabama this year.
Who's the biggest threat nationally to Alabama outside of USC? Just kidding.
Hey, look out for the Pac-12. Maybe they might make some noise this year. I would say that besides your typical teams, you know, Clemson, Ohio State, those guys, you've got to take Oklahoma seriously this year. And we always talk about Oklahoma as a contender because of their offense. But defensively, I think that's what gives them a chance to take take it to the next level. They're no stranger to the playoff. They keep getting there. They just don't win it. And I think if they can put together that complete team, and I've had a chance to talk to their defensive coordinator, Alex Grinch, this offseason, and the dude is the real deal. He's got them buying in, and they have become a much better team defensively. And if they can be the total package, they can beat those elite teams and take it to the next step. But they got to get out of their own league first, and Iowa State's going to be very, very good.
Okay, Heather, you know, obviously we got NFL, we got the schedule that came out today, we got NBA playoffs. Tell me what I need to know about some of the hottest quarterbacks in college football next year. Obviously, Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama, Notre Dame, you know, championship game, like all their quarterbacks have less. Who are the quarterbacks I need to pay attention to?
We don't know their names yet. That's the honest to goodness truth. Amazing. I don't know. I don't know their names yet because the top five teams in the country from last year are all replacing their quarterbacks. The coaches don't know. You know, we pay attention to all of these spring games and it's like, well, you know, I don't know. The coaches obviously aren't ready to name a starter. So in all honesty, that's a question I think that we're going to have to circle back to this summer. There are so many, even at, you know, from Texas and Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama, Texas A&M, you name it. They're all new guys. Guys, I need some hello, my name is tags to answer that question.
Introduce each other. The turnover is amazing this time around since we've been living through Trevor Lawrence and all that stuff, you know, especially him at the top of the list over the last couple of years. Heather Dinich joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. This is a big story, really, more in the NFL, but I'm curious if there's reaction going on in the college football world in regards to Urban Meyer potentially bringing in Tim Tebow to Jacksonville, being reunited all these years later. Is there any buzz about it on the college side?
No, not that I've heard too much, to be honest, but I will tell you what I have been spending the bulk of the past couple of weeks concentrating on is what college football is going to look like this fall. So I also haven't been asking too many questions about Urban Meyer, but I feel like he's surrounding himself with a college team. I could be wrong, but it seems like he's in his comfort zone there with some of the players and people that he's bringing in. So it'll be interesting to see how he does there.
Yeah, a lot of young players, right? Like helps for a college coach used to being sort of running a program, and that's what he's calling it right now. All right, so we're playing this game today, Heather. Mm-hmm. So we'll do it with college football for you. That's your expertise. If you had to guarantee one team that's going to win a championship in the next 3 years, is it obviously Alabama just because of history, or would you have someone else?
So as I sit here in my house, if I'm betting on it, I would absolutely bet Alabama because of the history. But if you want a sleeper, I will go back to Oklahoma. And for all the reasons that I said before, because of their defense, I think they're very close to closing the gap. But if you're talking about guarantee over the next 3 years, it would be foolish to say anybody besides Alabama, in my opinion.
Yeah, that seems like the given. A lot. Everybody we've talked to today has always given us the obvious. I was hoping for one wild card, but Oklahoma certainly is a good one. Heather, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Heather.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Heather Dinich on the Goodyear Hotline. Goodyear knows from here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs. It takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven. It is interesting if you think about it, guys. In college football, we always seem to know the quarterbacks, don't we? And for years, there's always at least one, if not two, that you know coming back, these are going to be the guys. We don't really have that this time around.
It's a beautiful mystery, right? I mean, it's interesting, like, you know, reading through the notes and seeing, Trevor Lawrence is gone. Like, Justin Fields is gone. Like, who are going to be the notable people that we start talking about as it relates to next year's draft, too? Because, you know, that conversation already started. I mean, it was literally the day after the draft. Well, let's talk about the future draft for 2022. Yep. Who are the top-tier quarterbacks? You're like, well, damn, I haven't had a second to process this year's draft.
Wasn't it Mel Kiper that told us that? At this time last year, you didn't know Zach Wilson?
But you knew Trevor Lawrence.
Well, that's the only one you knew, really.
Well, you knew Justin Fields.
Justin Fields was like those two were
Zach
it.
Zach Wilson and I heard about Trey Lance a year or so ago, but I didn't. I was like,
right, but I think he was saying that like you don't really know who's going to be that guy until the season starts. Then it just they vault up Joe Burrow.
Like everybody continues to pass over this kid at Arizona State and Jalen Daniels.
You keep bringing him up, yeah.
I saw him play, man. He's a smaller crack version of Lamar Jackson, whatever that means, right? But he can go. Like, he can seriously go. So I'm like, you got to pay attention to him. A little thin. He's got to put on a little weight.
He also said you can clean up some mistakes in him, right? He tends to overthrow.
But dude can play, man. And I'm like, don't sleep on him. Just don't fall asleep at the wheel. Also, the kid at Liberty. There's a Malik something. I can't think of his last name, but he's at Liberty. Dude is legit.
Malik Willis.
Is that his last name?
Yeah, Malik Willis. A lot of mock drafts have him going number one. Wow.
See, that's
always
what I'm saying.
Be the case, right?
Isn't it? Dude is legit.
Like, Malik would you Willis, say every draft you're going to have a quarterback going in the top three regardless, right?
Not my draft. Yeah. But we didn't have any quarterbacks.
In
most drafts, you got most a quarterback drafts, though.
No,
the top.
I almost mean like today. Like today, the last 5 years or so, it's become, or even 10 years, it's become such a bigger priority than ever before.
If they any good, you're certainly going to find the ones that could go.
But it feels like every year there's always that one guy that, even if he's not lighting it up, there's that potential word that I'll trade up and get him just so I can have him.
Like, I always hear the word potential around Sam Howell, you know, from North Carolina, just because I have a home down in Durham. Yep. I've heard him being spoken
Sam
about.
Sam Howell is good.
Like, oh, the
like
potential
him.
Of what he could be.
Yeah. Yeah, no, again, interesting. It's just funny that when we asked Heather, she has nobody knows who it's going to be. But I guarantee
Michigan
you, by the time we get to September, we'll know a couple of them. All right, Market Madness continues, and we move on to L.A., the best player in his sport. And he's not even on the list. Can't be LeBron, can it? We'll answer that after Jay has this from Straight Talk Wireless.
Speaking of L.A., here's my Keyshawn L.A. voice. It's time for some Straight Talk. That's right. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, ha-ha, that feels really good. Like walk-off home run in the ninth inning kind of good. Okay, maybe not that good, but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys, plus listen to this, no contract, all on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you can pay half? Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
Coming up this morning with Greeny, former Packers head coach Mike Holmgren on the future of Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Mike Holmgren, this morning at 11:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
As market madness continues, earlier in the show we did Houston, a market that had been pretty lit and now is completely heading in the wrong direction.
Depleted.
But now we go to L.A., a market that is absolutely on fire. And to join us, Travis Rogers, ESPN L.A. 710 host, also does Rams pre- and post-game on ESPN L.A. 710. And halftime, I don't want to short it.
Pre, post, and halftime.
You got to make sure you get all the jobs in there. Travis, good morning. Yeah, they make fun of me, too, because it's like, how many jobs do you have? And I said, as many as it takes, right?
Exactly. Exactly. No, I know the feeling. I know the feeling of what it's like to be on the end of that, Alan. I wouldn't sweat it too much.
No, I don't. Not at all. It's always good to work. So let's go through. So, again, everybody has their different criteria, but I imagine for L.A. it's similar to when we made our list for New York. If there's only one table left, the number one is the guy that's getting it over everybody. So the hottest current pro athletes in L.A., go for it.
Yeah, so, you know, like you said, I think this is a town that runs on celebrities, so this is kind of the perfect way to do it out here because it's much more about how famous you are than necessarily how good you are. So sure. That's kind of how I got to the list. The third spot comes down to a couple of ADs, and the guy that I left off, Aaron Donald, is because he plays for a team that isn't on one of the two big teams in this town. Aaron Donald is probably a better football player than Anthony Davis is a basketball player narrowly, but I give that last spot to Anthony Davis because he's a Laker. Anthony Davis is on the most popular team in this town. They're just coming off of a championship. He knocked down big shots during the whole thing. So Anthony Davis obviously gets that third spot for me narrowly over Aaron Donald. I went with a baseball guy in number two, and you got a handful of choices out here. Mookie is obviously probably the guy that gets into the club. Mookie's the guy that is the face right now probably, but Clayton Kershaw has been here forever. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows who Clayton Kershaw is. He just won the World Series as well. He's the guy that everybody was pulling for to get through this thing for as long as he did. I know Trout's on the list, but that's Orange County. Might not count. Otani can't stay healthy, so he doesn't get in there. So Clayton Kershaw gets that number two spot. And then lastly, and I know that we're going to kind of winnow this down until we get to a champion of the whole thing over all these markets. And if this guy doesn't win the whole thing, I don't know what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
If it's not LeBron James getting into every club, every restaurant, every everything, I don't know what we're doing here.
No, that would be correct.
In every market, he's number
every
one.
Single,
right, exactly.
If, you know, it's interesting because it's about the star power, right? In L.A. is that way. If USC College had a star football player, he would be on that list. If he had a star.
You're telling me that Keaton Slovis is going to get in ahead of Anthony Davis?
No, but he's not a star. Star meaning
Reggie Bush. Over Anthony Davis?
Man, you know how USC is. They you know how it is. It's just that's just what it is. That star. That USC, that Ronnie Lott, that Marcus Allen, that Reggie Bush, that Matt Leinart, that star. I don't want to bring myself into it, but that star.
You just did.
You pretty much didn't want to.
But yeah. What do you mean?
You did.
Well, I didn't want to say.
I know that you don't have the Pat Riley on the sideline of the Lakers. It's more of Phil Jackson even at this point. But you know, it's also a place similar to New York where coaches are also big-time celebrities. There's no one, no McVay, no one like that.
No, I thought about McVay for a second.
He would fit in the crowd, man.
The Rams are getting more traction out here. The stadium certainly helps. The fact that they've been pretty good since they've come back, other than the Jeff Fisher year, has certainly helped. But the Lakers and the Dodgers are so much further ahead than everybody else. I'll give key SC when they're good, but just right now, they're pretty average. They don't have that guy like that Pete pops. Carroll, so right. It was going to be Lakers and Dodgers. Those are the two teams that you're going to go. Maybe Jared Goff, a quarterback, could have snuck in if he were still around and they had won that Super Bowl a couple of years ago. But we know that didn't happen. He's down the road. I don't know if anybody here in town knows what Matt Stafford looks like yet. So I don't think he's getting in anywhere. I think it's got to be Lakers.
Sweetie, let me ask you this question, though.
Yeah.
If the Lakers don't win a championship this year and the Clippers do, would Kawhi ever have a chance to be on that list?
No, because in L.A., just you know, a lot like New York.
I know, even take a minute to think about it.
How dismissive was that?
Damn.
Goodness. No, here's why. Because just like New York, you have A's and B's, right? You've got the A teams and you've got the B teams. You've got the Dodgers, the Lakers, and the Kings, and then you've got the Clippers, the Angels, and the Ducks. And there's A's and B's. You can be fans of both, but those B guys don't pop over the A guys. And if it's Paul George or Kawhi or any of those B teams, they're still B teams. They're never going to be A teams.
And as crazy as it may sound, Travis said Lakers, Dodgers, Kings. But I wouldn't even go there. I'd go Lakers, Dodgers, Raiders.
Raiders?
And the Raiders are in Vegas.
Still?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, wow. Absolutely.
That
100%.
Is unbelievable.
Wow. So if you notice, he didn't even mention Chargers.
So you have I know. I noticed he didn't go Rams,
so
Chargers.
Aaron Rodgers went to the Raiders. Boom.
Oh my God.
Boom.
The Raiders are still the most popular NFL team out here. As weird as that sounds, and it's probably not close.
Tremendous.
And it's probably not even close.
How long were they actually in L.A.?
The Raiders?
They left
20 years?
20?
They left in 95, I think.
No, less than that. So, yeah, they got here.
It was less because they came in the –
No, they left L.A. in 95.
All right,
yeah,
but
no,
they
but
got
they
there
came
in the
to L.A.
80,
from early, Oakland in the early 80s.
Yeah, early 80s. Yeah. So it wasn't 20.
So you think about it, though.
15?
And then here's an even crazier
he
part.
Said 20 with conviction.
After the Raiders, a great USC team falls in at number four, even before the Clippers.
Travis, can you confirm this?
The Clippers aren't on the list. The Chargers aren't on the list. They have their little subsection of fans, but they're not on the list. It's the Dodgers, it's the Lakers, and then there's a huge gap.
Then there's everyone else.
The Rams and everybody else.
Wow. Travis, we got some snubs to discuss, but I know Evan wants to jump in on
that. What about a colleague of ours, Chinea Agumike? I mean, she's on ESPN.
She plays
for the Sparks. I mean, I bet if she shows up to the club, she's getting in before Clayton Kershaw. She's getting in before Anthony Davis.
Why even do this?
I don't know how to answer this. She's on the show tomorrow.
Well, I thought I'd give some love and plug this on the show tomorrow.
Chinea is great, but I think AD and Clayton Kershaw get a seat before
Travis.
No,
I'll explain.
No, Chinea over Clayton. I'm taking it to the grave.
Travis, you'll understand why Evan did that when I say this. Today on ESPN Daily, as the WNBA's 25th season begins, founding player Rebecca Lober reflects on the league and what's next. That's ESPN Daily. Listen on your favorite podcast app. All kidding aside, Mike Trout, nothing?
No, well, Mike Trout wouldn't want to be on the list. That's part of the problem. Mike Trout is too busy watching the Weather Channel, right? I mean, Mike Trout doesn't go out. I live where Mike Trout plays.
Of course you do. I've
never seen him. I've never heard about seeing him. He does, you know, he's a great player. If we're talking most talented guys, he's maybe at the top of the list. But most famous, the guy that gets in first, it's not him.
Hey, Travis, of course you live where Mike Trout lives. Of course.
I didn't say I live where Mike Trout lives. I said I live where he plays.
ESPN LA 7-10 pays that well?
Hey, what was your point?
Han, you're jumping onto their side.
I'm asking. I'm actually inquiring minds want to know.
No, the one when he's out like by the country club.
Well, he's Travis when he's with me at the country club.
Yes.
When he's with me north of the 710, he's
sweet tea.
Because when he turns into sweet tea, that means that he's passed Popeye's Chicken.
What up, sweet tea? Like that kind of
several
voice,
liquor stores and gas stations along the way.
As opposed to, hey, Travis, how are you doing? How's the lawn looking today?
The pandemic has put
straight
me in my bubble.
What kind of fertilizer do you use on your grass?
Much lately.
No, Travis and I have a good time when we are hanging out in South Orange County. Great weather. Mike Trout wants great weather, so he went to the Angels.
Uh-huh. Otani, by the way, if we do this next year, a couple of years from now, Otani stays healthy, maybe he gets on there just because of the celebrity factor, the unique factor, but that dude can't stay healthy.
But the problem with that is Orange County, Anaheim is not really an extension of L.A. It's so far away that it's just like they're in their whole nother world.
Yeah, that feels weird.
It's like a giant gate, right, Trav? It's like a giant gate that goes across the 405.
And it feels like 400. It's like a totally different market down here. Even though it's not far and there's a ton of L.A. fans in Orange County, the teams down here don't resonate the way the Dodgers and the Lakers and USC and those sorts of teams.
People that live down there have never, ever seen downtown L.A. Like, they wouldn't dare go there. I'm telling the truth.
I believe it. Yeah.
Well, you've seen it. I don't know if you guys have seen Escape from L.A. I think that's what they think it is. I think Snake Plissken's running around somewhere up here. They're waiting for that.
Great reference. All right, Travis, great list. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, fellas.
All right, now I know what Travis goes through. Also, we need to talk. We need to get some notes from Travis Rogers on how to deal with Keyshawn Johnson. But coming up, you know what it is. Call a roulette, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's coming after Jay has this from Indeed.
No, that would be Key that has this from Indeed. You screwed it up.
Every
you would.
Show. It
Need to happens. Hire people fast? Indeed can help you beat the clock with powerful hiring tools like Instant Match. Just sponsor a job at Indeed. We'll send you a list of resumes from Indeed's database on the spot. They also have 135 skill tests for things like computer proficiency or customer service talent so you can find the right candidates faster. Did you know 10 hires are made every minute on Indeed? Just goes to show you when you need people for work, Indeed works for you and everybody else. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's time for Caller Roulette.
You know the rules. Don't ask us how we are.
We're good.
I don't want to hear any of that.
Get in, say your name, and make your point, and ask the question.
888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. And don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
Especially you, Line 5.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, this is how we do it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We spin the wheel.
Is the wheel stuck? I'm going to start pranking people in this last segment, too.
Like, was the wheel stuck? What happened there? Line two.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is Bill from Indianapolis. Wow, Bill. The Indianapolis Colts will be the team that will win the championship within the next 3 years. We are in the AFC South, which is the gift that keeps on giving. And Urban Meyer, your nickname will be Suburban Meyer, hashtag Karen.
Damn!
Suburban Meyer.
I can't argue with the
hashtag Karen.
I can't really argue with Indy having an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. I'm not agreeing with the whole Urban Meyer, whatever. I don't care about that. But the Indy Colts could do it. I believe that Carson Wentz change of scenery will make him better.
All my family will be calling me every day who live in Carmel, Indiana. Hugest Colts fan. I will have to hear about it all day long.
But, are you rooting against it?
No.
I'd like to see it for Carson. Wentz, right? And then it would be for Frank Reich. It would be huge for him.
Huge, yeah.
Again, as we're talking about coaches and their quarterbacks.
You know, I caught a touchdown from him?
I believe that.
He played with me with the Jets.
That's right. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Why? Frank was about 70 years old at that time, too.
Yeah.
How old is he now, then?
He might be 120.
Spin it.
He was cool.
I love you give me like random cool Jet trivia, like, you know, I never paid attention. Line one.
He was so cool, though.
Hey, line one.
Corey from New York.
Oh, there he is. Just made it in time.
Did he?
Corey from New York.
Gotcha, Corey.
Hi, Kiwi.
Oh, you again.
Stop, Alan. Let this man go.
No, he called me Kiwi.
I believe the Buffalo Bills in 3 years will win a championship, and the Dallas Mavericks will get another player to match with Luka, and they'll win another championship in 3 years.
I thought that's what Porzingis was supposed to be.
I'm not supposed to have a conversation with you, but why do you call me Kiwi? That's what I really want to know.
I love when you were a Jets and a football player. I have a lot of respect for you.
All right.
I thought he was going to say he loves Kiwi. I'm like,
whatever.
Spin it.
Getting awkward.
Yeah, it was like,
I love you some Kiwi.
729-3776. Line six.
He's sweet.
This has been really interesting.
I was like, duh.
Six.
Milk chocolate.
Yes, guys.
Hello.
I'd just like to say that I watched the draft just like everyone else. And I wonder why is it that schools that develop a lot of these pro players who are from Division II and Division I, they always consider them as being players that cannot compete because of the competition. But then you look around the NFL, there's plenty of players that are from schools that are from the Division II.
One double A, I'm guessing he means.
Well, yeah, he means smaller than the Power Five schools.
Power Five conferences.
Right. I guess it's just based on certain guys' skill sets and size and things of that nature. When you look at Khalil Mack, where did Khalil Mack go to school at?
Mm-hmm.
He went to Buffalo, one of the best pass rushers in the National Football League. First-round pick out of Buffalo.
The best thing about college is you still are growing. So yes. You never know.
I mean, Randy Moss went to Marshall at a time when Marshall was a 1AA school, although he had the talent to go to a Power 5 school and do the same thing, but he played against lesser competition. But you could clearly see that Randy Moss was not going to be less than what Randy Moss was.
Hold on, guys. I think Evan has some breaking news.
Yeah, Kiwi is actually a pretty good nickname for Key because he's prickly on the outside but soft on the inside.
Ooh.
Rough, exactly. He's got a rough exterior?
Caller roulette. Yeah, whatever.
Just, roulette?
Yeah, got to get him out of here.
Really awkward.
Yes.
Line five.
Weird.
Just to make it more awkward. Line five.
Good morning. Shamin from Miami. Hi, guys.
Morning, Shamin.
Quick point just on Tim Tebow.
Uh-oh.
And I just wanted to share a different perspective as opposed to looking at it from a perspective of good and bad. The question I ask is why? And so what I post to you guys is, why does he get so many opportunities? When he was in the league, he got a ton of opportunities, and now 8 years later, he's getting another chance.
Relationships.
How about our friend Colin Kaepernick, guys?
Well, I mean, relationships are everything. That's where it starts, and he has a relationship with a head coach who's got a lot of influence and can do this.
And it's not saying it's right. Media magnet.
Yeah, if
attention.
And whatever. It's relationships. But if a coach wanted to sign or bring in Colin Kaepernick,
he could
certainly step on the table, and the owner would be like, okay, the fact of the matter is Urban Meyer has that influence as a new head coach, and I'm going to work him out. I'm going to take a look at him. Doesn't mean he's going to make the team. Doesn't mean we're going to sign him.
I don't know if it would be just as easy if a head coach just wanted to bring in Colin Kaepernick.
If a top head coach, let's say, for instance, for Bill Belichick wanted to do it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It would have to take a top head coach.
Yeah,
like a top,
absolutely.
Top. Like one of the best head coaches. Somebody like, hey,
Pete Carroll,
Sean Payton. Like Matt Rhule, Andy and they're like, let's bring Colin Kaepernick
Andy
here.
Andy Reid could do it. Like,
yeah,
you'd have to have a guy like that.
Yeah,
right.
And Urban Meyer fits that based on the situation in Jacksonville.
Mm. Yeah, well, in that relationship with Tim Tebow.
Yes.
And that's why, again, it really is. I mean, obviously, talent is everything.
That's what life is all about.
Relationships are also a big part of it, right?
And Harbaugh thought about bringing in Kaepernick a couple years ago, but then it was kind of to Baltimore, but then it became kind of weird because things started, you know, social media and his girlfriend and him. And so, you know, and I get it.
Right.
I get it. And Kaepernick right now, I'm sure he doesn't even want to play. He's happy doing whatever he's doing.
Spin it one more time. Six.
Hi, this is Gregory from Miami.
Hey, Gregory.
Anthony Edwards will be the best NBA player within 2 years, bar none.
Best of all the whole league?
Players, just best out of the draft class, Gregory. He had to mean draft class.
You'd be out of your mind if you were going to say the entire league.
Short.
How does that end the show that way?
Late.